Hey guys, and welcome back to the Content Conversations podcast. This is episode 33 and it's a company spotlight. But before we announce who it is, let's introduce ourselves.
Let's.
My name is Connor. I'm a copywriter.
And my name is Grace and I'm a wedding photographer.
She said wedding photographer if you didn't get that through all the giggles.
They're like a what?
They're like a huh, what?
Wedding photographer.
Yes. A very good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
You're a good copywriter.
Wow, this intro is like, went on for a while.
Yeah, that was the longest intro ever. Okay, if you're still listening.
please still listen.
This week we are talking about Apple.
Yeah.
This is one.
What? Okay. You laugh every single time
I
do that.
I always laugh. It's just something weird.
It's not weird, it's exciting.
You're right. We're excited because Apple is very near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
We have like Apple. Four Apple products around us right now.
Yeah, even in this room, there's like a million. Okay, there's
well,
like
four. I said four.
So I don't really want to go really deep into Apple's story because I'm pretty sure everyone on the planet knows about Apple, but it was started in a garage by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. I think that's how you pronounce that.
I was about to say, is that how you pronounce that? But
I don't think I've ever said it out loud.
You hesitated there. You were Steve Wozniak?
That may be wrong. If it's wrong, I know someone who loves Apple.
I'm sorry, correct Steve.
Me. I've read Steve Jobs' biography.
Oh, really?
And so I've seen that name like a million times, but I don't think I've ever said it out loud.
I mean, I don't know how else you'd say it unless it's just completely different.
Anyways.
Point being, they started in a garage in 1976.
In 1976. Both college dropouts. If you didn't finish college, it's okay.
We didn't.
I didn't finish college, nope. And I think I'm doing okay.
I didn't even start it, so.
Wow, we're losers. I'm just kidding. I think the purpose of starting Apple was just to, you know, if you watch old Apple ads, like, I love them. They're really? All about just being different and thinking different.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Their vision for Apple has literally been the same since the very beginning, and it's just this idea of thinking differently.
Super cool.
But let's talk a little bit about our experiences with Apple.
Let's do it. So I literally was telling you, like, earlier that I remember being, like, 17, and I got a hand-me-down Apple computer, and I don't even know how I got it. My dad must have had it or something. And I was like editing my pictures on Apple and I loved it. Like mm-hmm. It was so cool. It was an old Apple, but I still loved it. Like it was still cool having an Apple computer. And I mean, I remember my first iPhone. My husband bought me my first iPhone 4. Mm-hmm. He was tired of texting me on an Android.
And he was tired of those green bubbles.
He was like, this is ridiculous. So, and the pictures weren't coming through. He's like, you need to get an iPhone. So yeah. He bought me one, but yeah.
That's so nice.
Apple's amazing. Just the, man, I mean, we still use Apple today and the quality. I mean, I edit pictures like crazy and my mm-hmm. computer keeps up with it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Gosh, they last forever.
They do. They really, really do. And I use mine every day for about 8 hours a day, so
that's impressive.
Yeah, it's an amazing computer.
Yeah, if you need a computer that'll last. My first smartphone was an iPhone. It was the iPhone 3GS. Before that I had the iPod Nano. And
oh, yeah.
That thing was like amazing. Like I remember I saved up my money to buy that thing.
So
and
cute.
I just remember like getting the little white box and opening it up and I took that thing with me everywhere. Like, I loved that thing. And then I got the iPhone 3GS. And then I skipped the 4. So you had the 4. I didn't have the 4. But since then, I've had the 5, the 6, the 7 Plus, the 8 Plus, the 10.
What do you have now? You have the 10?
No, I have the 8 Plus.
Oh, 8 Plus.
So, yeah, totally a big fan of Apple. I've only used Apple computers my whole life.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. I mean, their brand is incredible. Their commercials are incredible. As you said, their old commercials are incredible. They're simple. They're so user-friendly. Everything is about being user-friendly and convenient, mm-hmm. which is why people are going to pay more because it's convenient, it's easy, their branding is simple, their branding is understandable. Like, everything about them is how a business should be.
Yeah, I mean, just they're and that's the thing about branding, is it's so stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. You know, like, since the very beginning, like, their website, I remember, like, looking on their website way back in the day, and I feel like it's still, I mean, obviously it's upgraded and updated as the times change, but that very minimalistic, clean feel has always been there. And, like, I will buy everything Apple. Like, mm-hmm. I love Apple CarPlay. I have AirPods. I had an Apple TV.
We have, like, Apple TV. Yeah. We have AirPods. We have, I mean, let's see. My goodness. I love how everything's connected. Again, like, Apple everything. Watch. Apple. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you have an Apple Watch? So, mm-hmm. I actually really want an Apple Watch. I haven't gotten one yet. I just got the AirPods.
I'll sell you mine.
I'm like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it.
We're about to start having a negotiation on the air. Yeah, so everything is just so fluid, and really, like, you know, what I want to talk about is Apple almost has, like, a cult-like following, right? And not, like, a creepy cult type thing, but it's, like, people who buy Apple are typically, like, Apple loyalists. You know, like, my husband, when I met him, he had an Android. It was, like, a Samsung Galaxy S3, like, it was old and he hated it.
Exactly.
And I remember he got himself an iPhone, and ever since then, like, he uses all Apple stuff.
Loves it, yeah.
And he's not a techie, like, at all. He just loves Apple because it's so easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just, like you, once you go Apple, like, you, I know there are people who don't stay with Apple, but for the most part, like, you get Apple loyalists. Like,
it's true.
They love the brand.
It's very, very true. We'd love to hear from you guys. What products do you guys have? Like, mm-hmm. What's your favorite product?
What's your experience been like?
Why do you even use Apple in the first place?
Yeah, what kind of got you started to using Apple? I would like to know, like, because their products are expensive.
And there's some people who actually don't like Apple.
Okay, no, I know.
My brother can't stand Apple.
Who?
Aaron.
That's funny.
Mostly because it's, I mean, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You're paying for, it's expensive. No doubt.
Yeah.
You know, it's really expensive if you think about it.
You're paying for quality.
But you do have a lot of quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've had 3 Apple computers, and I used to have, like, the white one. Remember the, like, the clunky looking?
Yeah, that's what my first one was. Yeah.
So I had one of those, and that lasted me for forever. Like, I think it still works.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really slow, but it still works.
I think they do. No, my sister-in-law has an older one, I think, and it still works.
Yeah. So, definitely, like, you're paying for quality. But, yeah, we would love to hear your experiences, like, what products you have, you know, what's your experience been like with Apple. We are huge fans, as you can tell. So, let us know in the comments, or on Instagram, or on Facebook, or wherever you hang out with us at. Let us know. Leave us a review.
Yes, please. Wow, that sounded desperate. Yes, please.
If you think of it, please leave us a review. We love to hear from you guys. If you missed last week's episode, we talked about how to spend an hour creating content, and that was a really fun one for us. That was all like our experiences with creating content.
Super valuable. You're going to learn a lot.
Yes. So check that out. But thank you for joining us today, and we will continue this conversation next week.